is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Bourbon Street in New Orleans is about to reopen a day after the truck attack that killed 15 people there. Investigators believe Army veteran Shamsuddin Jabbar had help before he rammed a rented pickup into the crowd. CBS News national security contributor Samantha Vinograd.
This attack appears to be what ISIS dreams are made of. ISIS has invested very heavily in propaganda in various languages, including English. That propaganda is intended to inspire individuals all around the world to conduct ISIS's dirty work.
The Sugar Bowl college football's quarterfinals, scheduled to kick off at 4 p.m. Eastern at New Orleans Superdome. It was postponed today because of the truck attack. Some, like Louisiana Attorney General Liz Murrell, think it's too soon. She tells CBS Mornings.
Yesterday, when I arrived in New Orleans, it took several hours, really, until the end of the day to secure the crime scene and remove the bodies from the scene. I think that it's premature to be having a football game when we still had bodies on the ground.
New Orleans Police Commissioner Ann Kirkpatrick on CBS.
We would not be doing this if we didn't think that we could create a safe environment for us. We're going to have a sea of officers out here. We're going to have hundreds and hundreds.
Superdome is scheduled to host the Super Bowl next month. We're learning more about a possible connection between the attack and a Tesla Cybertruck explosion outside a hotel in Las Vegas yesterday that killed the driver. Reporter Andres Gutierrez.
Sources tell CBS News that the Cybertruck was rented to a Matthew Livelsburg, an active-duty member of the U.S. Army who is currently on leave. CBS did speak to two of his relatives who said that they had no idea that he was involved in this incident, but knew that he had recently rented a Cybertruck. We're told that his wife hadn't heard from him in several days.
FBI says search of the residence in Colorado Springs is related to the investigation. Tesla reporting its first yearly decline in delivery since at least 2015. Despite a surge in promotional deals and a big fourth quarter rally, Elon Musk company reports an overall 1.1% drop in 2024. New York City police say they're looking for a group of men who fired into a crowd outside a nightclub, wounding at least 10 people, mostly teenagers. CBS New York's Christina Pham.
That venue was at capacity, so a line of about 15 people were waiting outside. Police say that's when four men approached the crowd and fired about 30 rounds. They then got into a light-colored sedan with out-of-state license plates.
No word on a motive. Dow is up 118. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A Pleasant Prairie man was arrested for a sexual assault at Carthage College. Kenosha police say 24-year-old Brandon Wilson was wanted for the alleged assault back in November. The suspect, who was not a student, allegedly bypassed security at a campus building before assaulting a female student and running off. Wilson faces charges of second-degree sexual assault, resisting arrest, and disorderly conduct. And people who aren't even in Southeast Wisconsin are being targeted with a scam connected to the Bruce City. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
A text message scam in Milwaukee is tricking people into believing they've got unpaid parking tickets. The text trickery involves the use of malicious links that could compromise personal data and financial information. Officials are advising folks to ignore and delete the messages. There's also a reminder that the city of Milwaukee never communicates about parking tickets via text.
You might have spent lots of time with your family over the last 2 weeks. That can be joyous or stressful, and often a little bit of both. So could setting boundaries help avoid some of that extra stress? Here's Lisa Hale.
Dealing with stress at the holidays is bad enough. There's the hustle and the bustle. But add to it the less than pleasant political conversations that may pop up with extended family and friends, and it can be really tough. Kimberly Johnson of Johnson Counseling says keeping an open mind can help, as can setting boundaries at the start of an event.
If you have somebody that's open and willing to accept what you want to say, my saying is curious, not furious. So be curious, you know, okay, well, you voted for this person. Why? What do you think about this? What about that? Questions. And rather than getting angry and frustrated. And the other thing is that if there is a boundary, set it.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers lose their top defensive back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Cornerback Jaire Alexander suffered a knee injury back in October against the Jaguars. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur asked if there were any updates.
Yeah, I would expect Ja, most likely he's going to be done for the rest of the year.
Is that injury related?
Yes.
So you have the surgery?
Yes.
Alexander had his right knee scoped on Tuesday. A report says he could be back by mid-February if the Packers are in the Super Bowl. I asked safety Xavier McKinney what it's been like watching Jaire struggling to come back.
Yeah, it's been tough. You know, he's dealt with, you know, this injury pretty much all year. Obviously, we wanted him to be back out there, but, you know, injuries are a part of the game, so we understand that. We know that he's been working, you know, or he was working to, you know, try to get back, but it's like every time he was trying to, he would tweak it again, so it's a part of the game.
NBA, the Bucks in action tonight in Milwaukee. They host the Brooklyn Nets. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly sunny today with high temperatures reaching the mid-20s. As winds become feisty overnight tonight and throughout tomorrow, dragging our temperatures down to highs near 20. Slapping a wind chill on top of that, it's really going to be feeling more like the single digits. But we'll be sitting pretty under abundant sunshine the entire weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story, 30 seconds away, sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinedisccenter.com, or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic physical therapy or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into racinedisccenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
The rest of the story. In the roaring, frolicking, wonderful make-believe world of the circus, Bozo was one of the brightest stars of all. You and I were youngsters when Bozo was in center ring, for this was some years ago. Bozo would waltz and pirouette, lie down and play dead. At the grand finale, swinging a flagstaff in his outstretched trunk, he would lead the circus band. And then one day, Bozo began to sulk. And it was not some physical ill that the skill of the circus veterinarian could find. This was something more, and it kept getting worse. It got so Bozo would trumpet angrily at the boys and girls who offered peanuts. Three times within a week, he tried to kill his keeper. Nothing would calm him. And that was when the authorities finally decided that Bozo was a public menace, told the owner that he would have to be destroyed. Now, in those days, there were no humane authorities to protect animals from the careless and the cruel. There was no animal shelter, no society to protest the day the callous manager decided to make up his loss by selling tickets to Bozo's execution. On Saturday morning, the main tent was filled. Army rifles were racked. The firing squad was ready. Bozo was waiting in his big circular cage. Bozo trudged round and round. Now and then he would lift his trunk and bellow as though he knew. Outside the cage, the ringmaster in shiny top hat and tailcoat was ready to give the signal. Suddenly a hand was placed on his shoulder. He turned, and there stood a short, stocky man with an inconspicuous brown mustache, thick lens glasses, a brown derby hat. "Would you like to keep the elephant alive?" the stranger asked. "No chance," growled the manager. "No chance. He's a bad elephant." "Well, now, wait a minute," the stranger said. "Let me go in the cage with him for 2 minutes. I'll show you you're wrong. I brought along a legal release for you, so all of the risk is mine." Briskly, the unknown man is removing his hat and coat. And then he said matter-of-factly, "You may open the door." Bozo halted his incessant prowl, turned bloodshot eyes toward the steel door, trembled as the bolts shot back, and the little man, unarmed, stepped inside and closed the door behind him. Bozo gave one warning squeal of wrath, but suddenly the intruder began to speak. softly. And after the first few syllables, the elephant grew warily quiet. The tense audience could not recognize a word, but it was almost as though the elephant could. The droning voice went on in a tender, quiet cadence. Presently, Bozo gave a small cry, childlike and piteous. The enormous head began to wag from side to side. Venturing nearer, the stranger patted the long trunk, and then with the end of the trunk curled around his wrist, he slowly began to promenade with the elephant around the cage. And all at once, the audience went wild. Cheers piled on cheers until they reached a crashing crescendo and clung there. And when finally the little man left the cage, he told the manager there's nothing bad about Bozo. He grew up in India, and he was lonesome, that was all. I talked to him in Hindustani and made him feel at home. He'll be all right for a long time now. The manager stretched out his hand, but the stranger didn't notice, or perhaps he did notice and could not bring himself to shake hands with a man who would sell tickets to a slaughter, so he just left. And it wasn't until then that the manager noticed. He was staring at that legal release. He saw the signature. The light began to dawn. The signature that was inscribed thereon was Rudyard Kipling. Now you know the rest of the story.
Oh, wow. Rudyard Kipling, the man who wrote The Jungle Book, among others. Wow. Great story. Paul Harvey, heard twice daily, 7:25 and 12:05 on WRJN.
Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Every night for his heart could not accept and pretend.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Yeah, Surfing USA on January 2nd. You betcha. Now, we've just started, in case you weren't aware, a brand new feature on WRJN. It's called the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nuggets, where I play songs that you probably haven't heard on the radio for a while, some of which you may have forgotten, or maybe you're hearing them for the very first time. That's okay, too, because I'll give you a little history of the song or the group or both, and we do it every single weekday at about 9:45-ish and 1:45-ish. And coming up at 1:45-ish this afternoon is a song by the Fifth Dimension. Now, you know them for Aquarius Let the Sunshine In and Up, Up and Away and Wedding Bell Blues. But you may have forgotten about the song I'm going to play at 1:45 on WRJN.
Hey, everybody. Todd Allball here. If you're looking for me this afternoon, well, I'm still around. You can find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful content you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, check out your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Head to the Lanes on 20, the ultimate spot to bowl, dine, and unwind. Take advantage of daily open bowling specials, great for all ages. After you strike up the fun, stop by Angry Brothers Pub for fantastic food and drink specials during football, basketball, and hockey games. Plus, they have the ideal kickoff to your weekend with the Friday Fish Fry.
Yes!
Planning a holiday gathering or a birthday bash? The Lanes on 20 has choice dates and the perfect setup for your party. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits Monday through Friday. But don't forget, we're here all weekend, too. Hear the Capsule Countdown, Saturday mornings between 6 and 10 with Rick Johnson. Terry Hovel has Rock and Roll Never Forget, Saturday from 10 to 2. And the Music of the Stars with Lou Regani, Sunday morning from 7 till noon. Something for everybody all weekend. WRJN.
Wake up, please.
gotta go home. Wake up, little Susie, wake up.
Dan Marcus, let's get you up to speed now on what's going on around the world and up your street. Now, normally, it would be Stuart J. Waddles, but today in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, it's Savannah Tomei Olson on WRJN.
From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A Pleasant Prairie man was arrested for a sexual assault at Carthage College. Kenosha police say 24-year-old Brandon Wilson was wanted for the alleged assault back in November. The suspect, who was not a student, allegedly bypassed security at a campus building before assaulting a female student and running off. Wilson faces charges of second-degree sexual assault, resisting arrest, and disorderly conduct. And people who aren't even in Southeast Wisconsin are being targeted with a scam connected to the Brew City. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
A text message scam in Milwaukee is tricking people into believing they've got unpaid parking tickets. The text trickery involves the use of malicious links that could compromise personal data and financial information. Officials are advising folks to ignore and delete the messages. There's also a reminder that the city of Milwaukee never communicates about parking tickets via text.
You might have spent lots of time with your family over the last 2 weeks. That can be joyous or stressful, and often a little bit of both. So could setting boundaries help avoid some of that extra stress? Here's Lisa Hale.
Dealing with stress at the holidays is bad enough. There's the hustle and the bustle. But add to it the less than pleasant political conversations that may pop up with extended family and friends, and it can be really tough. Kimberly Johnson of Johnson Counseling says keeping an open mind can help, as can setting boundaries at the start of an event.
If you have somebody that's open and willing to accept what you want to say, my saying is curious, not furious. So be curious, you know, okay, well, you voted for this person. Why? What do you think about this? What about that? Questions. And rather than getting angry and frustrated. And the other thing is that if there is a boundary, set it.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Partly sunny today with high temperatures reaching the mid-20s. As winds become feisty overnight tonight and throughout tomorrow, dragging our temperatures down to highs near 20. Slapping a wind chill on top of that, it's really going to be feeling more like the single digits. But we'll be sitting pretty under abundant sunshine the entire weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
He's leaving the life he's come to know. Ooh.
He said he's going.
He said he's going back to find.
Going back to find.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. What's left of his world? The world he left behind. Not so long.
Right.
Oh, yo. I've got to be with him.
I know you will.
I'd rather live in his world than live without him.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. She's got to go, she's got to go. Down the hall and to the right. Thank you very much, Gladys Knight and the Pips. High school basketball resumes Tuesday, Waterford and Burlington on WRJN.
Every time I see you looking my way, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? In the park or walking down the highway, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat?
Your mind. future.
Timeless hits, WRJN. First Beatles song to make the charts in Great Britain. And it made the Rolling Stones jealous because they were just a bar band at the time.
I love you. I'll always be true.
Local News Timeless Hits, WRJN, with songs from Liverpool, New York, Los Angeles, and Motown.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now, now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and south. Whoa, mercy, mercy me. They used to be oil wasted on the oceans and upon high seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. Our things ain't what they used to be. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby by the flies. Mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Mercy, can't you stand that?
And timeless hits, WRJN.
Just just had love before. Got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more.
I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life.
The others were untrue, but when it came to loving you, I'd spend my whole life with you.
'Cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. Thank you, baby. You see, you're even in my dreams. I can hear you, baby. I can hear you calling me. I'm so in love with you. All I ever want to do is thank you, baby. Thank you, baby.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. New information on the New Year's Day pickup truck attack in New Orleans.
This was an act of terrorism. It was premeditated and an evil act.
The FBI's Deputy Assistant Director of Counterterrorism, Christopher Rea, says videos Shamsuddin Jabbar posted to social media before the incident show he was, quote, 100% inspired by ISIS. And he says Jabbar acted alone. Correspondent Nicole Skanga.
They took five devices from locations that they searched and the scene, two laptops, three phones. They have scoured those call records and those.